This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today, the opening bell meets more upheaval in Europe. Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti plans to resign, and there will be elections early in 2013. Monti, you might recall, was supposed to lead a government of nonpartisan experts who could steer the country out of its fiscal crisis. But his efforts have lost the critical support of the party last in control, still headed by former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Julia Coronado is chief economist at BNP Paribas, and she's with me live to greet the market open here, as she is most Mondays. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Don't change horses in the middle of a stream. I don't know how that translates to Italian, but now, of all times, what are the implications of a government change in Italy?
Well, I think the implications are that we're going to get an earlier election, and obviously we're seeing that there's going to be a lot of turbulence ahead of that election. It's hard to say what we're going to get. I do think we end up with a centrist government, but there's going to be a lot of bumps along the way.
Let's talk about the importance of stabilizing Italy still within the context of Europe.
Well, I mean, Italy's been a relatively disciplined in terms of implementing fiscal reform and labor reforms, in part because of Monti's government. And that's been the good news. It's kept them off the radar screen. But, of course, that austerity and those reforms come with a lot of social resistance and upheaval, and that's what we're seeing playing out in the politics. So Italy's, as you noted, a big economy. It's very key to keep them on track. So we'll see how things play out over the next couple of months.
So the continued turbulence in Europe overshadowing a Federal Reserve Board meeting this week. What, if anything, could we or should we expect from that?
Well, the Fed has a decision to make. One of their programs is coming to an end, and they have to decide whether to continue it. And we think that they will. We think that Europe is just highlighting one of the headwinds facing the U.S. economy that keeps the Fed wanting to have its foot on the accelerator and not back away from its commitment to achieving its economic goals.
Julia Coronado, chief economist at BNP Paribas. Thank you, as always.
It's a pleasure.